Across the country, Americans are literally lining up outside gun stores ahead of what could be some kind of shutdown.
Toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and now gun supplies. Lines weave around gun shops.
You know, I've been robbed before. You know, who says that the people aren't going to start robbing for food? And that's scary.
When you feel uncertainty about your security, you want to do something about it.
Many of them are first-time firearm owners who are learning how to use a weapon to protect themselves and their families.
Coronavirus uncertainty has led to a spike of guns and ammo sales at his store.
He sold upwards of 40 to 50 guns yesterday alone.
That is a big uptick from a typical day.
Owner Andrew Chernoff says sales are soaring as fears of coronavirus continue to climb.
We got in a bunch of guns. I'm sure by the end of the day, we will be out of guns again. We are now seeing a lot of first-time gun buyers who never would have thought to buy a gun before, who are now saying, I need to have something to protect myself.
And just to be clear, a lot of these people who've never owned a gun before, if the public believed their leaders would protect them, they wouldn't be buying guns. But they know their leaders won't, and so they are. And this infuriates Democrats. In New York, Nassau County Executive Laura Kern attacked people for trying to protect themselves amid this uncertainty.
Guns are not going to fight the virus. What will fight the virus is people staying home and isolating themselves and not having birthday parties and weddings and clustering together in big groups.
Arrogant, stupid, totally uneducated, nasty. That's the face of it right there. Laura Kern. Tim Schmidt is president of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. He joins us tonight. Tim, thanks so much for coming on. I mean, it does seem pretty clear that when you trust that the authorities are going to keep you safe, you're probably not fixated on protecting yourself because you don't have to be. People know that they need to protect themselves, correct?
Of course, Tucker. And as you were talking about before, our law enforcement professionals and police departments, they had their hands full before the coronavirus. And so now it's only going to be worse. Now more than ever, people need to understand that they need to be their family's first line of defense.
Well, of course. And by the way, I thought there was a constitutional right guaranteeing that. And if there was ever a moment to invoke it, it's now. So how can leaders, if air quotes around it, leaders like Laura Kern, the woman we just saw right there from Nassau County, New York, how can any of them get in the way of your constitutional right to protect yourself?
Well, you're right. They shouldn't be. And I applaud all these brand new people that are buying guns. But Tucker, what I'm about to say is going to become a little bit of a shock to you, especially coming from a guy like me. And that is that so many, 90% of these brand new people buying guns have never owned guns before. They've probably never even touched
True.
A gun. And that means they're untrained. Now, don't get me wrong, Tucker. I personally think that firearm ownership is a natural born right of free people, but with that right comes a tremendous responsibility, and that responsibility is to be trained. And so I will make a request right now. If you're watching this and you just bought a gun for self-defense, get training. Get training as fast as you can, whether it's in person or even online. It will help you be a better defender, which we all know you're going to have to be.
I think that's really wise advice. And anyone who's hunted a lot or has had guns, you know, tend to have real respect for firearms because they're dangerous tools. Thanks so much for that, Sam. We appreciate you coming on tonight.
My pleasure, Tucker.
Well, around the world, thanks to this pandemic, countries are rediscovering the value of borders. Canada, believe it or not, has announced it is closing itself off from foreigners. Obviously, it's time we did the same. And yet, remarkably, until this very afternoon, the United States was still resettling refugees in the country, many of them from countries battling coronavirus outbreak. Let's repeat that. Until this afternoon, our State Department was resettling refugees in your neighborhood from countries with coronavirus outbreaks. To stop a virus, millions of Americans can't go outside, but the State Department was still dropping outsiders, foreign nationals, into their communities. We're glad the Trump administration put a stop to that, thank God, at least for now.